Okay, I think it's 7 p.m. Hope everybody having a wonderful evening. Really excited to see everyone, all the excitement. Tonight, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to have a short class, and then we're going to do some singing afterwards, and that's great. And so I'm going to try to keep an eye on the watch and not be too long. And I'm going to share some material that I have prepared ahead of time before for tonight. Okay, so everybody is here, all the classes. So I'm going to try to be as simple as possible. Hopefully more will be able to pick up what I'm trying to teach. But let me share this with you as we begin. We're studying the Gospels. We're in the Gospels right now. We just went over Luke last Wednesday. And tonight, my plan was to go over John, but I'm going to wait and start on Sunday with John. But I want to share with you something. It might take us about 25 minutes, maybe 30 minutes. Something that I learned several years ago. When I was a member at back in Monterey several years ago, the preachers there, several of the preachers, used to do something around this type of time, about this date. And because we're seeing Luke, and we're in December, you know, I mean, it's kind of a coincidence for us. And I want to share this, and this is something that I already shared with you before. Let me, I don't know if you don't need to see the details of this, but this is, what I have on the screen is, if you see, you can fold. This is like a page that you print, and you can fold it in four parts, fold it in half, and then it has, you know, some information, several points in there. And of course, this one's in Spanish because that's how I learned it. Okay, if you want, it's what it says there is, when was the Lord Jesus Christ born? Okay, and I think that's been a question that has been addressed on the Q&A questions, and that's something I touched on, you know, before, and just a general overview, okay, of this question. So they will hand out this type of literature, and, you know, it's going to have inside a chart like this, okay, and again, you don't need to see the details, just get the idea of the chart. And what this basically is, what this chart is doing is putting together the Gregorian calendar with the Hebrew calendar. And then also is putting together the courses, the 24 courses of the priests, which David assigned. If you want to read more about the 24 courses of the priest, you can find more information in 1 Chronicles chapter 24. Okay, in 1 Chronicles chapter 24, you're going to see David establishing these 24 courses of priests. What David's doing, he's all the Levites in charge of the temple, he's basically dividing them by families, okay? And what he's doing is, you know, assigning them specific tasks for the temple. You know, in the temple, there were so many things that were to be done. And so he's dividing the work, and he's also making them go in turns, okay? One family goes first, then another family goes next. And it's very interesting, and I don't want to, you know, launch out deeper, but it's very interesting the way everything took place, because they cast lots when they were doing that. And, you know, if it was my family to serve, I was not going to do the same thing every time my family was chosen or it was my family's turn. There were lots being cast so that everybody would have an opportunity to serve in a different capacity every time. Now, with that being said, one of the most special lots that you can get when serving at the temple, when your family's turn comes, is to burn incense. And that's what happened with Zacharias. Let's go to Luke chapter 1, and let's look at this real briefly. Okay? I'm going to be in verse 5. Luke 1 and verse 5. There was in the days of Herod, king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah. His wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. If you notice, we mentioned that he was of the course or the division of Abijah. If we go back to, you know, the book of Chronicles, we're going to see the division of Abijah is the 8th division of the 24 divisions. Okay, so And then we learned that they had no child because Elizabeth was barren and they were both well advanced in years. So when he was burning incense, we learn of what happened to Zacharias when the angel appeared to him as he was burning incense. Notice, for instance, beginning in verse 8. So it was that while he was serving as priest before God in the order of his division, according to the custom of the priesthood, his lot fell to burn incense, and he went into the temple of the Lord. Twice in a year, it was his family's opportunity to serve. And then among the many members of his family, lots were cast. And in this occasion, it happened to fall on Zacharias to burn incense in the temple. And they also call this the hour of prayer. Okay, now let's keep on reading. And then verse 11. Then the angel of the Lord appeared to him standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. But the angel told him, do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard. And your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. Okay, and then he keeps on telling him more about John. And then if we're going to skip forward, let's go to verse 21. And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he lingered so long in the temple. But when he came out, he could not speak to them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple. For he beckoned them and remained speechless. So it was, as soon as the day of his service were completed, that he departed to his own house. Okay, so this is the deal about this chart. So we see that he's from the division of Abijah, okay? And let me show you this. This is the one that I have, you know, scanned and kept as a memory. But let me show you this right here. Let's see. This one, and I'll try to zoom in a little bit. This one is one that I made, okay? And let me zoom in just in a few instances. And of course, it's in Spanish, okay? Yet, it's not been translated, but it's no problem because if you see here, we have the first month of the civil year, or rather the religious year of the Israelites, which begins with the month of Nisan, okay, right there. Right now, we move along on the dial, we got the month of Liar. And then we keep on moving, the month of Sivan, okay, and so on and so forth. So we go around all the months of the Hebrew calendar right here. Okay, just something interesting to see. Okay, so Kislev, Tevet, and Shivat, and we go on and on. Okay, all the way to Adar. Okay, so this is a lunar calendar, so it goes by the moon. Every, you know, major feast has to do with the moons. In fact, months begin when the full moon starts. Okay, now, what I have here, and it's in Spanish, you see the month of Nisan is going to overlap with March and April. Okay, what you see there is March and April. Okay, and then if we move along, we're going to see the month of Liar overlapping with April and May. All right, then we move along, we see the month of Sivan overlapping with May and June. Okay, I think you get the idea. So we go around the whole year. All right, so that is kind of an overlap. You see, there's going to be a little bit of a gap every year. And so that's going to build up to make another month, okay? So that's, in general, what the calendar has here. Now, what I did also is I put the 24 courses as they begin on the religious calendar. We have the first course right there starting in the month of Nisan. Now, something that I learned, you know, doing a little bit of research, is that this image that I used, that I learned from, you know, doing more research and trying to, you know, learn more, I learned that this could have a little mistake, okay, a little flaw, okay? It doesn't mean that the one I did is flawless. I think it might be, okay? I don't think this is perfect, but it's a general idea, okay? All right, so if you notice, they have 1, 2, 3. Let me see if I can get the pen going. Let's see. They have the one. Let's see. Okay. Okay, wait. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. If you notice, they have the courses spread as working once a year. If that makes sense. You see, it's 24 courses. It's one chance for once a year. If that makes sense. Am I making sense? Am I confusing you more? Okay, I hope that makes sense. Okay, but this is the difference with my calendar. The one I make, if you notice, is going to have the courses going twice a year. You see, we got the first one right here. Okay. First one right here. Let's see, I need to... I'm going to try to get the pen in a minute. But then we go to the half of the year, and we're going to see the 24th course right there. Okay? That's one go-around. And then the first course starts again. Okay? And he's going to do a second go-around. You see? 24. Where do I get this information from? Why do I dare to make this change to something that I've so long, you know, I learned a long time ago? Let me show you this. We have here... I have here the works of Antiquities of Josephus, and let me see if I can find it real quick. In chapter 7 of the book of Antiquities, in verse 365, notice what he's going to say, this historian. Okay, okay, here you go. Antiquities 7, 365, he's going to write, "He divided them also into courses." Of course, talking about David and the division. "And when he had separated the priests from them, he found of these priests 24 courses, 16 of the house of Eleazar, and 8 of that of the Ithamar. And he ordained that one course should minister to God." Okay, here's the key point. "And he ordained that one course should minister to God 8 days. From Sabbath to Sabbath. And those were the courses distributed by lot in the presence of David and Zadok and Abiathar, the high priest. And all of the rulers of the course which came up first was written down as the first," and so on and so forth. But that was the point that I wanted to make. Josephus says that they work from Sabbath to Sabbath, so which means each course works for a week. From Sabbath to Sabbath. So we have... 24 courses, okay, and let me explain this here. So the first course is going to work for a week. Second course is going to work for another week. But then we have the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. What happens during that feast? Well, because it's a pilgrimage feast, all the Israelites come, there's more people at the temple than usual, which means that all of the courses together work during those feasts. Okay, so that means that we have all of the courses working on that third week when the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. Okay, so we keep on going, another week, another week, another week, another week, another week, and right there is the course of Abijah. Okay, the course which Luke is talking about. Okay, and if you notice, this will be the second time that the family of Zechariah will work at the temple. The first one being the Feast of the Passover, and then the course of Abijah when it was their turn. And right after the course of Abijah, because of the time, came the Feast of Pentecost, another pilgrimage feast of which all the Israelites came to the temple and all the courses will serve because... And if we read history, like Josephus, we're going to learn that during the Feast of Pentecost, it will take about a week to get everybody, you know, ready and being able to, you know, to participate with the first fruits and everything. Okay, so this just gives us a rough date. You see, let me see. If we go back to Luke 1 and verse 23... we're going to learn there that it says, "So it was, as soon as the days of his service were completed, that he departed to his own house." Notice verse 24. "Now, after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, And she hid herself 5 months, saying, "Thus the Lord has dealt with me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among people." So this gives us just, you know, a rough estimate, okay, about when Elizabeth conceived John the Baptist. We have here Zacharias participating in the course of Abijah that week, and then the week of Pentecost, about 2 weeks. Now he gets home, and there's a week, about 2 weeks, you know, the Bible says, after those days, Elizabeth conceived. Okay, so I'm going to pinpoint around the beginning of June, right here, as when Elizabeth conceived. So, I mean, it's a rough idea, rough sketch, anyways. So now from that, we have a parting point. You know, we keep on going, making, you know, the calculations and everything. So we see that, notice, for instance, in verse 26, Luke 1:26. "Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth." In the sixth month of what? The sixth month of pregnancy of Elizabeth. So what I did was I counted 6 months. You know, you see this arrow. And then, that will be fine. So I'm going to count 6 months. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I put another arrow on the 6 month, and this is more or less about the time when the 6 month of Elizabeth was when she was 6 months pregnant, and it's the same time it overlaps with the time that Jesus, Mary, was told that she had conceived of the Holy Ghost. So I'm going to put these two dates roughly together, and it's going to be equivalent to, you know, the end of November for us, okay? More or less, beginning of December, somewhere around that area, okay? But it's going to be in the month of Kislev. Okay, now we see that from here, we can keep on counting, and we can see when John the Baptist could have been born. So we have see 6 months, 7, 8, and 9, okay? Considering that he was born full term. Okay, so I put John the Baptist roughly the end of February, the 1st of March, if that makes sense, okay? Nothing dogmatic about this, it's just an estimate, a rough, you know, someone just doing a little bit of research. That could be mistaken, it's okay, but we'll see, okay? Now, with that said, we have just to make a few more months, you know, to calculate the rough time when Jesus could have been born, okay? So we see that this is when Mary was announced to be pregnant, okay? The end of November, so I'm going to do 9 months, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9, okay? That's what I drew my arrow, okay? Of a rough time when Jesus could have been born, which in my estimation, my calculation here, whether right or wrong, okay, is around the beginning of September, you know, around that time. Okay, now, it's very interesting. If you notice, I have a blank space in the middle because this is just a draft, okay? It's not finished material. But in the middle, this is what happened. I went and look ahead of this. This is something similar. If you notice, around the time of that I told you, September, what time did I say? Yeah, beginning of September, okay? End of August, beginning of September. If you notice, the end of August and beginning of September, now this is in English, okay? What is that quarter right there indicating? It's a lot of sun. Is there sunshine, okay? And if we keep moving along, you're going to see that there's a time later when the flocks are going to winter, okay? But the flocks were not wintering when Jesus was born. So there you have it, okay? Although it's a rough estimate, you see, the sunshine, okay? And a good time for pasture. In fact, you know, it's time of the summer fruits, the dates, the grapes, and the figs, and so on and so forth. Just wanted to share that with you. It's nothing you know, scholarly, just, you know, preacher letting his mind, you know, go. And of course, I didn't make this today. I've been working on it for a little while. And I hope it gives you, you know, a rough idea, okay? Luke helps us, giving us some dates, and so he helps us get an idea as to when, you know, most likely in general, Jesus could have been born. And if he didn't give us a date, it means we don't need the date anyways, okay? It's just us, you know, studying the scriptures, trying to take advantage of the fact that Luke gave us, that David gave us. Something that I didn't mention on these courses, and my time, I'm looking at the time here, is that by the time of Jesus, you know, because of the captivity, because of Babylon, because so many Jews remain at Babylon, there were not enough quorum to fill the families of these courses. So they had to fill them up with volunteers, basically. So some of these courses were not legitimately from that family. There were people who volunteered, you know, to be part of the family, to keep on, you know, making the courses go as David had established them back in those days. Okay? Just something to think about, and I mean, nothing more than, you know, for us to whet our appetite, you know, to keep on studying the scriptures. That's just something I had in mind since we were in Luke already last week, and I said, well, maybe we can do something short if I wasn't doing the Gospel of John. Any comments before I finish? Yes, sir. Thank you for sharing. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Larry.
Can you get a copy of that?
Yes. Yes, you can. Yes. Yes. I just want to finish. In English. Yeah. That should, it should not be a problem to translate into English. It's okay. But I made a few points, you know, around and whatever, just some general marks but it should be fine. I put here in some squares some of the feasts and the dates and so on. And if you notice, for instance, the feast of the Passover and the unleavened bread were pilgrimage feasts, okay? Then the feast of Pentecost was another pilgrimage feast. You know, Israelites were required to be in Jerusalem, males, okay? What was the third feast that they were required to come to Jerusalem? You remember? Mikey? I see your mind working. You know what that means in English?
Tabernacle.
Yes, that's another. That's the third one. The first of tabernacle. That's what I put them in bold. Okay, so let me just finish this dial. So we're gonna find here the Feast of Tabernacles. Okay, and again, the 24 courses will participate. Okay, that's gonna fill up the 52 weeks of the year. All right, and then we're gonna have here's the course of Abijah again. Okay, for the second time in the year. Specifically them, okay, and then that's it, okay. But I have, anyways, I have here. You know, by the way, if you see today's the 25th, you know they're celebrating. They're still celebrating this feast, okay, the Feast of Lights. Yes, please.
Is there any? Did you do any study on when they normally took a census and? Because they had to go to Bethlehem to be counted, and that's when he was born.
Okay, that's a good question. That's a good point to consider. We should factor something like that in and see about the dates. That's a good. Thank you. I'm glad you mentioned that. No, I have not done anything like that. Okay. Any comments, Catherine?
I just have a question.
Yes.
Operating under having like each of the 24 courses having them happen twice in a year. Whenever we look back in Luke and see that he was the course of Abijah, how can we look at that and try to glean that the course of Abijah was the first one of the year and not the second?
Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point. Let me think about that question for a moment. Let's see. Yeah, if that would be the case, it would change a little bit the conclusions here. Let me think about that a little. I'm glad you mentioned that. That's something important to think. I did not think ahead of that. That's a good point to consider. Yes, ma'am.
Can I say
thank you. Yes.
I think the point would be on the first and second is when the major feast was. Was it near the Pentecost, or was it near the Feast of the Tabernacles, or was it near the Feast?
Yes.
That's how you would determine.
Okay. Yes.
Whether it was the first or second.
Yes.
By the major feast that they pilgrimaged together, because the first one, if you know, just an estimate of your chart is correct, would be near the Pentecost, day.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then the other one after that, the second one, it was the Tabernacle, Feast of Tabernacles, I think, on and then the Feast of the Unleavened Bread.
Yes.
So those major feasts would be a determination of.
Yes, and here's the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. It's early in the religious year. Uh huh. Yes. Yes. Thank you. That's good. Good point.
Yep.
Good point. Any other questions? My time is about up. Okay. Well, I hope this helps in some way. Just might make it short since we changed a little bit the dynamic. Appreciate your time and your attention.
Thank you.